All right. You guys may be sitting now. You guys can sit down. Amen. You guys go to your Bible to Galatians, please. Go to your Bible to Galatians chapter 1. Chapter 1. Galatas, capítulo 1. Galatas, capítulo 1, okay? Mind sus Biblias. Go to your Bibles to Galatians chapter 1. Is there any Cubs fans? Any Cubs fans? Any Cubs fans? Any Cubs fans? Any Cubs? Raise your hand. Don't be. Oh, any Milwaukee fans? Any Milwaukee fans? So no Cubs fans? Don't worry about it. We got your back, okay? The Dodgers are going to win the World Series again this year. We'll take care of what you guys couldn't, all right? So that's good. Guys, thank you. It's such a blessing every time I get to get over here. And I'm sorry right now. My voice is I've been going through with my health and everything. But if you guys can go to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. We're going to read from verse 6 to verse 10. Just follow me with your eyes, and then we're going to pray, and we're going to go to the message. The Bible says right there in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, "Marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Although we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so I say, I now again, if any man preaches another gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now pursue man or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I yet please man, I should not be a servant of Christ." You know, today, again, I'm just trying to be an encouragement to you guys. The title of the message is Seeking the Favor of God. You know, I think throughout our Christian life, that's our main goal, is for God to be pleased with our lives. And just again, for the time I have, I just want to go to this passage of the Bible, and I just want to expose it to you guys. And hopefully, you know, you guys can get encouraged and do what you're doing, and just keep on preaching the Word of God. I've seen some of you guys in soul winning outside in Little Village and other places we go soul winning. And it's such a blessing to see you guys. And again, I know you guys are working for the Lord, and you're doing it out of a pure heart. And today I just want to encourage you to keep on doing what you're doing and you know, and seek the favor of God. If you only, you know, live your Christian life seeking always the favor of God, you know, you can go to many places if you just only get a hold of God. Let's pray and ask God to help us. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the opportunity you've given me, Lord, to speak to the students here at House Anderson, Lord. It's a privilege. I see it, Lord, as a blessing, Lord, for you to even use me, Lord, to speak to so many Christians, Lord, so many young men, young ladies, Lord, that one day are going to be serving you in a church. One day they're going to be serving you in a different country, Lord. And Lord, we just ask, Lord, that you can, Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Lord, just give them power, Lord, to continue doing what they're doing now and impact this nation, impact other nations, Lord, with your word. That's the reason we're here, Lord, and the reason why many of the students here are paying a price is for you, Lord, because you paid that price. And Lord, we just want to give you thanks for being so good to us, for allowing us, Lord, to be alive, to be able to serve you, Lord. And that's the message, Lord, is just that, Lord, we want to serve you, continue serving you, Lord. Bless the message, Lord. Please keep me, help me, Lord, to say what you want me to say, Lord. And I ask that you, Lord, fill us with the Holy Spirit today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, many times, many of us, if you're, as human beings, you know, we like to be accepted. I love it when people, you know, tell me, man, you did a good job. Or I play a sport and I'm like, man, you did a good job. I think everybody loves that. You know, I especially when I, you know, I preach a message and my wife is there to hear me. And when I get off, she tells me, man, good job. You know, I look forward to that. And I think as a human being, we all like it. You know, the thing is, and the question is, as I continue the message is, you know, have you ever asked that question about God? You know, is God pleased with my life? You know, as Christians, again, you know, as we read the Bible, we understand, and every time I read the Bible even more, I see, man, I'm so far from being that Christian that God wants me to be. And trust me, I'm trying to be a good Christian. I try to be a good father, a good husband. And you know, we read our Bibles, we spend time with the Word of God. But every time I see myself, you know, every time I'm like, man, I'm so far from being that Christian that God wants me to be. You know, again, that question now goes to you. You know, is God pleased with your life? And today, again, I just want you to remind you this, understand, you know, the more, again, I spend time and walking with God, the more I feel like, man, God, can you use someone like me? Has anybody ever answered, ask that question in your heart, God, can you use me? Oh, it's probably just me, you know, and many of us, God, can you use me? You know, but in the Bible, we see that God uses anybody that's willing to humble themselves. And to understand, God, you're my goat person. You're my leader. You're the one that's going to guide me through this. And when you understand that, is when God starts using your life. You know, today I just want to encourage you to understand. Look, God wants to use your life. God's already using your life. You know, I don't know if right now we asked. You know, again, just to be to exalt God. You know, just raise your hand and tell me the numbers if you were able to lead somebody to Christ this week. Numbers I got for this week. No, look how many. If we count them, I don't know for the colonies, if we do a count for the college, if we know every week, I don't know that. But you know, so many people are going to heaven. Why? God is using you guys. And again, I want you to understand that God is using you. He wants to use you. He wants to continue to use you. But the problem I see, you know, is sometimes we forget that. You know, Paul here in the Bible, again, he starting with verse 1, the Bible says right there in verse 1, says, Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by who? Jesus Christ. And God the Father, who raised him from the dead. First of all, I want you to understand, God has set us apart from himself. You know, again, it's not that my parents told me to be a youth pastor. It's not that, you know, my youth pastor encouraged me and told me. No, it's God. You know, your ministry today, I want you to understand, first of all, understand, is God the one that has you here today? You know, we're going to go through our difficulties. We're going to go through midterms. We're going to go through, you know, when it's time to pay the bills or something's going to happen in our lives that we're going to get discouraged. Something's going to happen in our lives, in our young Christian lives, that we're going to feel like throwing the towel. We're going to feel like saying, you know what? I think it's better for me to go back home and maybe start a business or maybe do something else, but not this. You know, what I want you to understand today that, hey, man didn't call you, God called you. And it's God the one that called you. The reason you're here today is because God allowed it to you for you to be here. You know, it's so great. Yeah, we're saved. We're going to heaven. Amen. God gave you the opportunity to listen to the Word of God. And you had to make a decision to receive Christ in your heart. But now it changes. Now God says, you know what? I want to use your life. I got something special. I don't know where it's going to be. But God has something special for every one of you guys. And many times we forget that. And many times we take decisions not knowing what God already is doing in our lives. We forget all this and we go in our lives and thinking, you know what? Nobody cares. You know what? It doesn't matter. Nobody's seeing what I'm doing. But you know what? Christ is seeing what you're doing. And Paul's reminding and is saying right here in Galatians, he's talking to the church saying, you know what? First of all, I want to tell you, you know what? God is the one that chose me. It's God. It's not you guys. It's not my friend. It's not my best friend. It's not my pastor, my mom, my dad. It is God. You know, it's so different when you understand that. It's so different when you serve God, understanding, man, I'm here because God called me. I'm here because God, you know, he put in my heart. And I don't know when it was. I remember when I got called to ministry. You know, I was in a youth camp. And the preacher was preaching. He was preaching on the devil. And he was just, you know, going off on the devil. And I'm thinking, man, that dumb, wicked devil. And I was like, God, you know, I don't want to live for that anymore. You know what, God, here's my life. And I don't know what you're going to do. It's been a while. I'm almost 40. You know, and I don't know what you're going to do, God. But I said, you know what, God, I'm going to give my life to you. I don't know what you want me to do. You know, I felt that burning fire. And I'm like, God, you want to use me? Really? I don't understand. But you know what? It's a blessing to go to the Bible and see these passages of the Bible. And Paul saying, you know what? I'm an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Paul was called, one man, again, it was called by God. And despite what we once were, you know, if you go to verse 10, it says right there, it says, for do I now pursue man or God? You know, he's saying, you know, what am I doing? Am I doing this for man or am I doing this for God? You know, this Saturday, are you going to go out soul winning for man or are you going to go soul winning out because that's what God wants you to do? You know, are you going to live a holy life because your pastor or youth pastor wants you to live a holy life? Or are you going to do it because God wants you to live a holy life? You know, that's a game changer. We understand, you know, I'm doing this for God. I'm doing this for the Lord. I'm not doing this for one day I'm going to be a great pastor or whatever you think in your mind you're going to be one day. No, it's for God. And when you understand that, then God can start working in your life and saying, you know what? I can use you so greatly. Why? Because you understand. You get it. It's not about you. It's about me and the Lord. And again, Paul is saying here in verse 10, it says, for do I now pursue man or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if it yet please man, I should not be a servant of what? Of Christ. So again, my question, what are you doing it for? You know, why are you here? And I'm so happy you guys, man, look at this amazing group that's here. You know, I've been here in First Baptist 8 years. I've seen graduates, and then I now see them, you know, going on deputation and going to different countries. I'm, man, I just saw that guy in the chapel. And God's already using them. You know, those are the ones that get it. They say, you know what, God, I want you to get a hold of my life. And with you, man, nothing's impossible, Lord. And again, I just want to encourage you, you know, seek the favor of God. Seek what God wants you to do. God has set us apart himself. Number two, again, you know, I can stay here and I can talk or myself or any of this man that's here and say how good God has been in our lives. You know, our best example is Christ. Christ himself sought the favor of God by dying on the cross for our sins. You know, see that if we go to verse 4. The Bible says right there in Galatians, again, I'm not going to move a lot. It says right here, who gave himself for our what? That he might deliver us from the present evil world according to the will of God and our what? You know, God wants everybody, the whole world, to come to know Jesus. Now, is that going to happen? Well, that all depends on how far you get for the Lord. That all depends on how you please God. That all depends on how you live your life. You know, there's not many colleges like this. You know, I'm great for what God is doing in our nation and everything, but you know what? There's not many colleges that are fundamental Baptists that preach the Word of God. And just so you understand, if ever you doubt it or ever you say, God, do you want to use it? Yes, he wants to use you. He wants people to get saved, and he's going to use you. And the Bible, again, it says, it's saying right here, Paul was called by God, again, not by man, despite who he was. He was called, he got chosen to come, and then again, we see that every time that Paul was going through something, he reminded himself, look, I'm here because of Christ. Every time, again, you feel weary, every time you feel like throwing the towel, just remember, hey, that price was paid already. You know, that's what the Bible is saying right here. And again, if you guys go back to verse 4, the Bible says, who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from the present evil according to the will of God and our Father. You know, the price was paid already. You know, every time you feel like quitting and going back home, hey, the price was paid already. You're just here enjoying, and you're just joining the ride that God has put in your life. The price was paid. Christ paid the price. Anything we do is just extra. Anything we do is not even compared to what God did in the cross for our sins. You know, again, if I don't know how you came. I don't know you're weak. I don't know I don't know how you're living your life. But you know what? Just remember, the price was paid. Every time, again, you feel unable to serve God, just remember the price was paid. Jesus, again, did not live his life to please man. You know, John, if you guys go there, please, John chapter 8. John chapter 8. Verse 29. Bible says, and he that sent me is with who? The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that what? Please them. No, I do everything I can to please my master. Again, the price was paid. You know, I'm just here again. I'm struggling with my voice. If you can't, I've been sick and everything, and but I'm just here to please him. You know, I go soul winning. Why? Because I want to please him. I again, everything that we do is because we want to please our Lord. Why are you doing what you're doing? You know, I don't know how many, or what's the statistics you can say of how many we start this year, and then at the end of the year, how many are going to finish? You know, the reason why is because they forgot who they were serving. You know why they leave? Because they forgot who they were serving. They weren't here to please the Lord. They were here to please themselves. And once you get your focus out of Christ, you're going to be a statistic. You're going to be one of those that one day we're here, and then the next day, man, you're gone. Number one, I said that God has set us apart for himself. Number two, Christ himself sought to favor God by dying, for our sins. You know, number three, I see here, in spite of God's goodness, some still turn away from the faith of God. And that's the sad part. You know, I work with youth, and it hurts my heart. It hurts my heart that investment we can put in people. And I know you guys work with bus kids all the time. You can bring a kid 1 year, 2 years to church. And then out of the blue, they don't want to go to church anymore. And sometimes you ask yourself, man, why? You know, I know they got their struggles. I know they got their difficulties and everything. But you know, again, the Bible, if we go back to the Bible says right here, in verse, let me just go back here, verse 6, it says, when he had, I'm in John still. Go back to Galatians, please, okay? Chapter 1, verse 6. This is where I started. The Bible says, marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Although we or an angel from heaven preach another gospel unto you, then that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. You know, some are led away by false teaching. Some are stumbled because other people and other gospels. Some turn away because they want to please their only fleshly desires. Romans, again, chapter 1, it talks about that. Again, I'm just saying, and I'm going to try to say, hey, understand that we're in a battle. Understand that we're in a war. And just again, as you want to seek the favor of God, as you want to please God, understand that you can be one day a casualty. You're not exempt from sin. You're not exempt from the devil attacking you. You're not exempt from the outside world. You're not exempt for false teachings. It can come to you too. And again, we see that, and it hurts every time a pastor falls in sin, and it hurts our heart. But you know what? They're not exempt neither. And what I'm trying to tell you is understand that you're here in a fight. You understand, man, if I'm in a war, I'm going to be opening my eyes and understand, man, I'm walking in a battle zone. But many Christians don't do that. You know, many Christians live their lives thinking everything's going to be perfect and good. You know, that's not the Christianity that is the reality. You know, if only you understand that the devil wants to destroy your life. He doesn't want you to start. He doesn't want you to finish. He doesn't want you to marry right. He doesn't want you to have a good family. He doesn't want you to impact this world or this country. He doesn't want none of that. He hates Christ. He'll do everything he can to stop somebody preaching the word of God. He'll go to any means necessary to stop somebody from preaching the word of God. You know, we have an enemy, and sometimes we live like we don't. You know, again, we live our lives thinking, man, everything's going to be perfect. No, everything's not going to be perfect. You know, just again, if you want to see God and understand that first, you understand, look, God has me here for a reason. And again, it's God that paid the price. He did everything. He did the part. Now it's my responsibility to stay firm, to fight the battle, to finish the battle, to run the race, to finish the race. It's my job. But some of us forget that goal. Not only we see, again, that we have a battle, again, not only see that in spite of everything, some turn away. No, but right there in verse 10, the Bible says right here, it says, for do I now pursue man or who? Or God. You know, my question again, I'm almost done. What motivates you? What is your biggest motivation? And I'm going to say something. Hopefully you don't get offended. But young man, is it a girl your motivation? Or young lady, is it that good preacher boy that wants to serve God? Is that your motivation? What motivates you? You know what? Your parents are the ones that are pushing you to serve God? Is that what motivating you? You know, Paul's saying here in the Word of God, it says in verse 10, for do I now pursue man or God? He's asking us a question. He wants you to question, what am I doing? Who am I doing it for? You know, am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing for Christ, or am I doing it because people depend on me? You know, those are some, and don't get me wrong, it's good to do it. It's good because, you know, it's good to serve God because my kids, I want to show them a good Christian dad and everything. But you know what? What is the main purpose? You know, that's what Paul was saying. It says right there, again, it says, or do I seek to please man? What are you seeking? Are you here today trying to impress somebody? I don't know. Again, I don't want to, I want to help you. I want you to understand. Look, Christ needs everybody to understand. He wants to use your life for you to impact this world, for you to impact your church, your nation. He needs you. But sometimes we forget why or what purpose are we doing what we're doing. And the Bible says right there again, it doesn't finish. It says, for if I yet please man, I should not be a servant of Christ. Again, it's reminding him, look, I'm doing this because I want to serve God. And like I told you again in the beginning, what are you seeking to please? If you're seeking to please man, then you can't be a servant of God. The true servant lives to please the master, not the crowd. You know, again, I just want to remind you, I'm going to go back to the message, to the passage I was talking about. You know, God is the one that sets you apart. Don't ever forget that. He has great plans for your life. He wants souls to be saved. He wants to use your life to impact others. You know, this past week, my sister texted me, and now she's not a little girl anymore. She's an older lady. Of course, younger than me, but she's an older lady. And text my wife, and she's like, hey, I was looking for you just to give you thanks. To give you, your brother, and your sister thanks for all those years when I was a little girl for making my childhood a really good childhood. For taking us to church. For teaching us the things of God. You know, now I look back, I'm like, man. And you know what? That's the impact that you see when you please God. And just like that, I know you guys have so many stories of people out there understanding. You know, the other day, a year ago, I was with, who is it? Angel Rubio, I think. I don't know if he's here or not. I'm going to put him on the spot. He's probably in the back. You are there. Okay, there you go. You know, was it 2 years? A year? I don't know. It was a while back. We were soul winning. And this lady came up to us. It was two ladies, a mom and a daughter. And they were telling us, one of them was about to commit suicide. The other one almost died in an overdose. They got saved that Saturday, or was it a Wednesday? They got saved. And now it's just, again, you know, that impact when you decide to serve God. Again, I don't know where God is going to take you. But my prayer is for you guys to understand, look, I want to finish strong. I want to please God. I want to get the favor of God. I want God to be pleased with my life. And again, what do we have to do? Understand, look, there's a God that's looking at us in everything we do. And those are, again, the questions that Paul was asking. Who are you doing it for? The questions that we have to ask. God is the one, again, who set us apart. We have to understand that. And just as the end, am I seeking to please God or to please man? And I'm about to pray. I know I finished a little early. But I want you to understand as we pray and ask God, God, am I pleasing you? Lord, are you pleased with my life? You know, because that's the bottom line is if God's pleased with your life. And you can live a Christian life all you want. But God knows who you are. And he knows exactly what you're doing. Let's pray, every head bowed, close your eyes. As you have your eyes closed, I just want you to ask yourself. Or ask God. Don't be indifferent, ask God. Say, God, is my life pleasing you? Lord, is my life pleasing you? Or am I here pleasing man? Ask God, says, God, am I living for your glory? Or Lord, am I doing things so people recognize me? You know, like Paul, let us determine to seek the favor of God. Let us determine and say, God, I want to please you, Lord. I want to live a life that you're pleased with everything I do, everything I think, everything I see, everywhere I go, everywhere I walk. I want you to see me and be pleased with my life. Heavenly Father, it's my prayer every day. It's my prayer every day to be that man in 2 Timothy. That's set apart. That's different. That seeks you every day. That understands that I can't do anything without you, Lord. And Lord, as I'm finishing up, I hope, Lord, that this is the prayer of this young man and the altar sitting down. For them to understand, Lord, are you pleased with our lives?